all is well this morning in the city of Toronto. Both the Raptors and the Leafs, huge wins. Most of the Toronto Raptors back in action. Mitch Marner continues his prolific point streak.
Mm-hmm.
Justin went to the dentist, and I can tell because your teeth are shiny. Your smile
are they shining today?
Effervescent.
The social clip is going to be at its best today.
I almost need sunglasses because your smile is so bright.
I will say this camera doesn't look like it's pointed towards me, though.
Too bad.
Could be a bit of an issue.
You know why? Because it has to.
I guess I won't be shining.
It's too, your teeth are too bright.
Mm-hmm.
It can't handle it.
It's like the white balance is off. Too white balance.
It's like you can't look into a solar eclipse. They can't look into your mouth because it's too shiny.
I will say, though, I hate the dentist.
Wow. You're one of those guys.
I hate it. How can you like it? Like, I don't get. Like, I understand, like, kind of making fun of people who are wimps about the dentist. But yeah. No one likes it.
Like, if you're scared of going to the dentist.
No one likes
it. Different
story. How could you possibly...
You
like the feeling after? But how could you possibly feeling of, like, metal in your mouth?
No.
Other... Whatever they're using in your mouth. Hands. I wasn't going to say fingers in the mouth because that sounded a little too much.
We know what you mean.
But like too, it's just, it's so uncomfortable. But the worst part about it is, and I think I might have to find a new dentist because of this.
Wow.
No, that's fine. They're actually great. I really like them. Except they will find every excuse in the book to get you back there a week later.
I've never had that happen.
Because they know that I got some work benefits. They know it's not an issue.
Mm.
They know nothing's coming out of my pocket. I won't say no because it's not a financial thing.
That's true, actually. We really need to take pictures of your molar depth. You're like, yeah, that makes sense.
It's predictable. It's completely predictable. Every November, I'm getting a cavity filled. And I treat my teeth pretty well. But every April, they're like, hey, we might have to watch this. We got to watch this C7 here. C7 on the left side.
You literally ate Halloween candy every single day.
But I brush
for
and
October,
I floss.
And you wouldn't stop until November 29th.
Until it was done. That's besides the point, though.
You definitely had little.
This is how I know.
The toffee jammed in your molar.
This
when
is
you
how
went
I know.
Yesterday.
There's scam quality to the dentist because back in April, it's twice a year, right? Every 6 months, you're going. Mm-hmm. They're talking about. This tooth could be an issue. C7. What's going on with C7?
What is going on with C7?
C7, we got to make sure we flag C7. And then, sure enough, no issues, no pain, nothing. Cleaning, done, no problem. Doctor comes in, sits down. Nice C7. Little chit-chat. Very nice. Very nice
about
things.
Oh, yeah,
they're
always like, how's everything going?
Yeah. Oh, a little.
What's going on in your personal life?
Oh, you have a new job. And
like,
I love it. And I get sucked in every time. And then I remind myself of April and C7. And then the first mention of C7. Yeah, we got to get C7 done. Ah, we were monitoring it. We were monitoring it last time. And now we've gotten to the point where we got to do something about it next week. I'm telling you.
They might be the best salesmen and women.
They don't have to do anything.
The industries.
It's like going to a mechanic if you know nothing about cars. They could say anything about what you need, and you'll just say yes. Or because it's not covered by someone else, you'll say no. You'll actually be able to use some critical thought. But they tell me I need something, and it doesn't cost me anything. So go ahead, finish my complete. I got a grill now.
This is
all
braces?
Fake. No.
Same. We're the braceless crew.
Yeah. We're a lucky bunch.
There was a time in my life where I kind of wanted braces because all my friends had it, like grade 6. I know, it's stupid.
That's an odd take.
I know, but I was like, everybody has braces. My mom's like, are you nuts? And I was like, okay, I don't know. Everybody had them. I'm glad my parents were of smart mind to shut me down. But then you go to the orthodontist, they're like, oh yeah, I guess we could find a way.
It could be cosmetic.
Yeah. And my teeth,
okay.
I mean, I would say...
My mother shut that down faster than...
My teeth, I was quite blessed with my teeth. So I look back thinking, they were trying to reel us in. We went to orthodontist, like, we could definitely, you know...
But it's not covered.
We could get you braces.
So you use your head.
Oh, they're thousands of dollars,
exactly.
Too. And there's people that have braces, like, into their adult time. You kind of feel for them. But yeah. I just wanted to do the color stuff, you know? Like 1 week you got red, and then you're, like, black and white checkered.
I wonder, oh, desperate to also take out my wisdom teeth. Desperate. God, they want those gone.
I did this
recently.
They want recently.
Those gone.
I got my wisdom teeth out recently. All four impacted. I was gonzo.
But they just suggested it. You
no,
probably didn't need it.
I know I needed it. Yeah, they're starting to come up and it was starting to get.
I just wonder how they'll treat me when all four wisdom teeth are gone.
Every, you still have them,
every
eh?
Other cavity is filled.
You're
and
so
there's
smart.
Nothing left to do. Are they going to be?
No,
you need dentures now. You need dentures.
No, and you know what they
we
got to
do
you?
Something about these teeth. You need a full replacement. They're good. They have me. They're going through the. They're running
they're
the gamut
the
on me. They're running the
this
gamut on me.
This is where you're going to have your next step. And this is the last thing I got to say about dentists. I have now been going. I don't know the last 4 years of going to the dentist. They are now saying that my gums, like I brush too aggressively.
Mm.
And that I'm going to need a gum graft sometime. And I looked into what that is.
If they say gum graft around me, I'm leaving.
I actually like got a new dentist because a gum graft, have you looked into what that is? They
no.
either take somebody else's gums that are no longer with us.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. They either take somebody else's, it's honestly revolt. I feel sick trying to explain this to you. And they put the gums on. And they, or they take the roof of your own mouth. It's both situations are absolutely disturbing, and I don't need it. Like, my gums are fine. They're just like getting fired up about, well, soon you'll need to check your gums. And they measure your gums every time, and it makes me sick because if they ever tell me, like, it's time for a gum graft, I will never go back to the dentist again because it's.
You'll never brush again if that's the problem.
It's honestly like, what's that scary movie where, like,
I never even heard of a gum graft.
What's that movie where the girl like dies in the tanning bed? Destination.
Final Destination?
Yeah, this is part of Final Destination in my mind. That they do a gum graft and something bad
happens.
There's
no coming back from a gum graft. Although I'm sure a lot of people are, maybe a couple people.
Oh, someone texted in, root canals, what's next? Yeah, get ready for that.
I'm just, yeah, that's the worst too. Like I'm getting progressively, it's getting worse and worse. And it's not, I do my part. I do my part. I wanted to know from the text line, if there's any dentist,
honestly,
do I really need all this?
And anonymous, just text. Yeah, I won't check into your dentistry, but there is some sort of scam going on. Like, let us know, and that's fine. We just need to tell the people and move on. But there is something sketchy happening with dentists.
And you know when this was never a problem? When I was younger, obviously, it's a little different. You lose some teeth, whatever. Maybe your teeth are younger. They're not built up, plaque, whatever. Over
they're
years
not
and
built
years
up.
Years.
They're soft.
Things are a little bit better then. But my parents didn't have any benefits growing up. And we never did anything we didn't need to do.
Smart.
Frugal. Right?
My parents were teachers.
No,
they had great
because
benefits.
Because they knew we would say no.
Oh.
There was a trust factor. Mm-hmm. But with the benefits, all bets are off.
Text in here. Same boat with wanting braces. Yeah, there was, I don't know, you just wanted to fit in. Now I look back and
I never felt that.
I say,
I gotta be
losers.
You got to do what you got to do. Once those braces come off, though.
Oh, yeah. You walk with a whole new pep in your step.
I feel like people who went through braces and now have great teeth really take care of their teeth. Like they are.
Well, they went through the grind.
Mine.
Oh, they have Invisalign,
the camera's
too.
On me now.
Oh, they have Invisalign.
It's white balanced.
They have Invisalign now. You can always tell when you're talking to someone with Invisalign. They're like, so... The Toronto Maple Leafs last night like had a really really great game. You know,
I've never noticed that.
You know who has it? Faisal. And I can tell sometimes when I'm talking to Faisal, he's got them in there.
Was he wearing it when we were talking to him last week?
Go back and listen to the podcast and you'll be able to tell.
Really? I didn't notice that.
There's an Invisalign.
Okay.
It's nice though. Like good for them.
That stays in all the time?
I think it can come out when you eat. Oh. I will say one thing that the dentist did get me on and sold me on it was a little night guard thing.
Mm.
And it actually helps because, like, I guess I like clench my jaw when I'm sleeping. Yeah. I'm just full of tension,
just
wondering about when I gotta wake up. When I gotta wake up, and you know, I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna miss my alarm. Oh, the Maple Leafs. And so I did have a, you know, I was really clenching down. So that's helped a lot. Anyway, best of luck. Text in 590-590 if you're a dentist. Like, spill the beans. It's fine. I won't look it up. I'm not gonna type in your number on Google and see that it's associated with King West
that.
Dental.
You shouldn't have said that.
One more. Jason from Hamilton. I, too, wanted braces when I was a kid because all my friends had it. However, my parents didn't have the money to get it done, so I was odd one out. Well, you know what, Jason? I feel you with the friends wanting to get it because it was kind of cool. There was a phase
a lot
where
of braces
cool.
support. Yeah, let us know though. Like, I'm like annually, I'm getting a cavity, one cavity filled annually, right before Christmas every year. That seems like a bit of a pattern.
Well, you have benefits now. Welcome to Rogers. We're all good.
Yeah, I'll just go get, you know, more hardware. Put it. I won't be able to get through airport security, but
all right. You know who's got a beautiful smile lately? Mitch Marner.
Yeah, we didn't see that boy smile for a while, but now he's. Actually, I don't know if he's smiling. He's kind of playing it cool
because we're
playing real good hockey and playing it cool.
Shambles in our brains.
So Mitch Marner,
he's
once
come a long
again,
way from shambles in our brains.
Your Maple Leafs, another dominant win. Wait, quickly, did you like the retro jerseys on Detroit?
No.
They're kind of meh.
Not even remotely.
Yeah, I don't like the stripe. It was hard to read.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not good.
It didn't drive the needle for you.
No.
In your tooth, in your root canal. Mitch Marner continues his incredible point streak with a goal last night. You can tell there was a pep when he got that. He knows. But he's just been, we're recycling this conversation, but it's increasing with intensity of how important Mitch Marner is to this team. And it's offensively, it's defensively, it's special teams. He is just the leader of the ship.
Yeah, I think his turnaround is the story of the Maple Leaf season. I guess Matt Murray's up there a little bit if this continues with him, but we can get to him in a moment. Mm-hmm. But I think his turnaround reflects the Leafs' turnaround almost exactly. And I'm trying to think of when did it flip for Mitch Marner? And you could look back, 17-game point streak, right? Mm-hmm. We're right there, 17 games. It feels like he's been dominant throughout that. But, you know, the first 5, 6, 7, 8 games
of that.
It was
quiet. We didn't even bring it up.
He's getting some secondary assists, and he's not really dominating the game. So there's not actually, a clear line of when he turned things around, when it was different for him. It was just this, gradual process where it honestly seems like he's better than he was the night before. Every single time out. And if that continues, I don't know where this is going. We talked about, he can win an Art Ross one day. He can do this and that. It seems like everything is on the table for him as long as he feels the way he feels and he's comfortable and confident and playing to his strengths. And right now, it just seems like there's no containing him. He's going to be better the next night than he was the night before. And when he's doing that, he is not only the most important player on the Leafs, but he's completely driving the bus in this moment. There are other great performances. Tavares has been great. Nylander's been great. Matthews is coming around. But right now, Mitch Marner, his performance and his level is really unmatched with this team.
And you talk about the way the team has been performing and the momentum they're on. They've gotten points in 9 straight games. But Mitch Marner has factored in on the Maple Leafs' first goal in each of their last 6 games. And I think the Maple Leafs yesterday was a little bit different. More cider. I love watching him. But they didn't get the first goal of the game. Nonetheless, they have been starting a lot better in these games, which I would say...
I thought they got soundly outplayed in the first period.
Oh, yes. Yesterday. Okay, so maybe yesterday a bit of a different situation. But him to be factored into the first goal in the last 6 games, maybe yesterday is a little bit of an outlier, but they have been starting games better because about a month ago, our conversation was they're losing the first couple battles of every single first period. They're getting behind. They're having to play from behind. It felt like, what are they doing for pregame warm-up? Are they listening to the wrong songs? We're change everything, show up earlier. You know, we actually had these conversations because we didn't understand why the Leafs were having such poor starts. I think that's turned around a little bit. Maybe it has to do with the momentum that they're riding. And this team, as you said, kind of runs on confidence, and they have it right now.
I think they run on Mitch's confidence. That's my sort of take from all this. Leafs Talk had a good discussion about his importance last night and what, his role and his importance is. I feel like he's sort of the beating heart in that if he's not feeling good, it's going to be reflected throughout the entire team. If he is feeling good, then that confidence that we know this team runs on will be there. It really is that simple, I think, where if Mitch Marner is feeling good about himself, the team will feel good about itself.
Well, I agree with that because he wears his emotions on his sleeve.
Yes. And he's very loud, and he's in everyone's ear, and he's the heartbeat inside the locker room. So if he's sulking a little bit, and I don't want to bring up like past whatever, because we can put
it's
that
good
aside.
Reference point.
But if he's moping around a little bit, everyone's going to notice that.
And our media attention, because that's the job, starts to shift towards what's going on. A little bit of tension, or, you know, the vibes aren't high. And whether the rest of the team feels that way or not, it's very evident on how Mitch Marner feels and how the team is feeling. Like, I feel like he's the focal point. Like, Austin Matthews is kind of Austin Matthews. Will and Nylander just shows, like, the same stoic amount of emotion. John Tavares, we wanted more from him as a captain for many periods of this season. Remember, like, oh, what's going on? We need a more rah-rah vocal leader. Like, how is he leading this team? He needs to be more like Morgan Riley. And then now everything's kind of settled. But Mitch Marner is the flag waving in the wind. Whatever direction it goes, you know where the team is going.
And what might be best representative of that is that probably their lowest point of the season was losing that game in Anaheim. And Mitch Marner gave up the two turnovers that resulted in goals. And I think he got sat in that game. It came back in
overtime. Yeah, that was like
overtime.
The one shift so it, sit.
Yeah, the one shift sit.
It was.
Why is that hard to say? Anyway.
Don't mess
up. I'm like scared to say it. He's the issue that night. He's the focal point in a negative way. And guess what? Things go poorly. So Marner's confidence, I think we pinpointed something here. If he is in a good headspace, if everything's going well for him, it is, you can't get past the
one. I'm sorry.
the one
we
shift
can't say
set.
That.
No, we can't say
that. I'm like, now I'm going to be very cautious.
No, it's erase that. Men in Black pen. It's gone. I just think that it's pretty clear that his headspace is like an important variable for this team.
Couldn't agree more. We just discovered something with this team. That was all you. Great take.
No,
Justin.
No. I don't know if this isn't like, you know, reinventing the wheel.
We uncovered something like archaeologists.
Yeah, they're gonna write about this in the history books.
Someone might take a headline.
They figured out that Mitch Marner's confidence level might be related to Toronto's team success.
I got some clips. I mean, Marner being on a point streak, obviously, is a focal point now. Maybe we didn't really cover it much for the first six games, but he's at 17.
And I'll just say
17.
Quickly, how do you build confidence?
Exactly.
You pick up a point in 17
that
straight games.
That would be absolutely confidence-driven for me. The most amount of games played by Toronto Maple Leaf with a point streak here is Daryl Sittler with 18. Marner's at 17, so nipping at the tail. Good old Daryl Sittler, friend of the show.
And that would be great for him.
Oh, my God. It would be amazing.
We compare Matthews and Marner all the time.
Matthews sets all these records.
And he's kind of little brother, but he's still brilliant, but he's still always little brother. And whose team is it really and all that stuff. And Matthews sets the mark, and that's a mark. You know, that's something Mitch will probably never really.
It's a tough one to beat.
He'll never really be in, I guess, a distinction that high. Maybe he leads the franchise in points one day. Maybe something amazing is there for him in the end. But getting something, getting a franchise mark, tying a franchise record like this one, even though it's a little bit more obscure and maybe a little less relevant to, like, measuring a great player, it's still, like, a really nice thing for him to grab onto. And it seems like he's grabbed onto it.
We got a post-game clip on Marner talking about his point streak. Do you think he cares about it? Do you think he just pretends it doesn't exist? Here's the clip.
This isn't going to stop, eh, boys? You know, it's a hard league, man. It's I'm not expecting this every night. So it's just for me, like I said the last couple days, I'm just trying to go out there and buzz and be myself and try and make plays out there. And it's been working. So just got to stick with that. My guys have been great finishing pucks for me and giving me the pucks that I've been lucky enough to score on as well. So, you know, it's more important wins, and that's what we've been doing. That's why this feels great.
Buzz.
He keeps dropping that buzzing line. He's buzzing outdoors with his dog. I think that was the thing.
I think yesterday pregame we did a hit. Was it Sean McKenzie? And he said the word of the day is buzz. And then they played like four clips of guys being like buzz this, buzz that, buzz Lightyear, buzz. Bzz. So buzz is the word. There's a buzz in the city.
Buzz is the thing. I will say it's not just the point streak though. I mean, the goal was beautiful. He turn Sherrod into mashed potatoes there with that move. But he's doing it still defensively. And him drawing a penalty to erase a penalty. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anyone react the way Dylan Larkin reacted after that Mitch Marner penalty. Like, I've never seen anything like that. That was very strange. And shout out to Mark Giordano for stepping in there. Like, it would only be Gio. But once he was feeling good again about his game, like, it was full on creativity mode. Like, a couple of the setups that weren't in terms of goals were breathtaking. Like, the best moments of the game were when he was just hanging on to the puck a little bit longer and trying to make something happen. When he's doing that stuff, you know he's in a good spot, and the Leafs are in a good spot. And they were kind of outplayed yesterday, mm-hmm. but just the top-end contributions, the goal scoring, the big four, they were able to make the difference again.
Part of this little point straight, four straight road wins as well. I mean, it's tough to win on the road. Four straight road wins is their 7-3-2 on the road. Those are important stats if you want to be a championship team. I mean, they're great. They've been great at Scotiabank Arena. There's a little run there where they were the number two team in the league on home ice. I think they were 7-2-3 at one point. Mm-hmm. This was about during their last homestand, as I had to say it. I forget now. So they've been pretty good at home sweet home, but to do this stuff on the road and have four straight road wins is important. Defensively, though, Matt Murray, I don't remember the last time that Matt Murray let in a bad goal. Just think about that for a second.
He must have been with the Ottawa Senators.
Oh.
I don't think it's happened with the Leafs yet. I think, again, he doesn't qualify for like the discussions in terms of like league best, but he's performed at league best since he's been in the lineup.
Josh reminded me, first game was pretty bad, yeah. Since then.
Okay.
I remember that. You're right. I tried to actually erase that from my brain, Josh. Thank you.
Yeah, the Matt Murray season started, what, a couple weeks ago? Didn't he blow that adductor the morning skate of opening night?
Anyway,
He's been great. And again, as I mentioned, they looked a little bit more vulnerable yesterday. Hollowell and Mete gave up some chances, and they were a little less, maybe they were a little more adventurous, which meant that Detroit was a little bit more dangerous when they were out there. But he had the answer for everything. And there were, I think, 40-plus shots in the game mm-hmm. for Detroit. It didn't feel like that necessarily, but that was another awesome statistical performance. It's just another awesome performance by the eye test from Matt Murray, who continues to do the job that and more that the Leafs need.
44 shots on goal.
Wow.
Let's talk about Hollowell.
He can skate. I like the speed at which that pairing plays with is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only so much run that you can give them, I think. But I do like the way that they move. Like, they're a little bit tricky.
You know, his nickname is Big Mac.
Yeah. Shout out to the Big Macs of the world.
We got at least one Big Mac that listens. You know what? Fake Big Macs just...
That might have been a ruse. Like, that was something...
They're gone.
Did Big Mac, like, bring a fake guy? Like, was he catfishing?
There was two Big Macs. Now there's only one, but now there's Hollowell, who's the next Big Mac. Matthews post-game loves the guy.
Everything. What's not to stand out? I mean, the Big Mac is... he's the man. If I'm... Yeah, I don't know. He's just, he's solid back there. I told him after the game he's undefeated in the NHL so far, so it's definitely not a bad thing. So, you know, him, you know, Mete, guys that, you know, have had to step in and, you know, play their role. And then obviously, you know, guys like G, Haller, Sandy, Timmy that are, you know, playing a lot more minutes back there are doing a good job for us. And, you know, I think it's just a full team effort all around, and that's obviously positive. And like I said, we just want to continue to play and continue to keep it going.
I wish somebody praised me like Matthews praised Hollowell.
What are you talking about? The mics are off. It's just compliments.
Well, put them on. Anyway, that's a huge vote of confidence from Austin Matthews.
Yeah, and I think there is reason now to get Connor Timmins in. Like, I felt
as long as you're throwing
perfect games here with this defensive core, you don't change anything. Maybe you still don't change anything because you won again, and why rock the boat, especially when Austin Matthews is saying... I just had my Invisalign moment. When Austin Matthews is saying...
See?
That's another thing they're going to sell me. when he's saying all that about Mack Hollowell, you maybe not take Mack Hollowell out. Maybe Connor Timmins replaces Victor Mete instead. I don't really know, but if it's not broke, I'm not sure you're rushing to fix it. If you're Sheldon Keefe and they just continue to win, feels a lot like midseason last year where it's just like, okay, they can't win another one, right? Like it can't keep winning the way that things are going. I mean, things were great, but it just seemed like they had bouts of adversity last year and they just kept going through it and winning games. And right now they've found that nice comfort zone.
You've got something written in the dock.
Invisaligning.
Near perfect Pontus Holmberg.
Okay, so you liked how Austin talked about Mac. Mm-hmm. You refused to acknowledge that people talk about you in that way. This is even more. This is beyond. Sheldon Keefe on Pontus Holmberg. I've never actually heard a coach talk
about
this.
Honestly, if a coach said that to me, I'd be like...
You'd be a little embarrassed.
Put me in the All-Star game.
So he called him near perfect and that he doesn't make mistakes. And
no pressure, kid.
I mean, there's something to it. I'm obsessed with him last night because he says this, and I want to see like what does perfection look like. And it's not like it's not really impressive. It doesn't
mistakes.
Jump off the page. But if you just watch him in the defensive zone, it looks like he's got like a full understanding of what he needs to be doing from a defensive standpoint. And it brought me to this take: if you're young, what are you told? Like watch Mitch Marner, watch Cale Makar if you're a defenseman.
Oh, big time.
Watch this player who does that. Watch whoever, superstars of the game. If you're a beer league player and you want to be a good beer league player, watch Pontus Holmberg.
Wow.
Because it's like there's nothing special about it. No young kid wants to be Pontus Holmberg. But if you watch him and what he does, and if you're not like a good skater or you have no other aspects or attributes.
See, this is starting to get a little bit sad.
No, it's good because you can be a 6-round pick and a career minor leaguer, at least till this point. And as long as you do things, if you're smart, if you can do things like this, you can survive in the National Hockey League. I'm obsessed with this guy now. I'm modeling my game, my personal game, around Pontus Holmberg.
I don't know if that's like offensive to be like, if you're not a good skater.
How is that offensive?
And if you want to be a good beer league player, watch this guy.
That's not offensive at all. Really, really diligent defensively. He's like, there's no expectation for him to do anything, but he's helping his team. And that's all you can ask for.
All right.
Don't try to be Mitch Marner if you're Pontus Holmberg. He's not.
Well, you'll never be.
Exactly. Be Pontus.
When's your next beer league game?
Tomorrow, but I might not show up. It's a late one.
What time? 11? 10?
10:45.
Oh, that's tough.
Two games, too.
But you have the opportunity.
Raptors and Leafs.
You have the opportunity to be Pontus Holmberg.
I want to be. I might
you
need a couple
what?
More scouting sessions.
That could be your
though.
Best game ever. Tomorrow
I
night.
Need a couple more scouting sessions.
Justin,
just really
you're fumbling
good,
it.
Really good defensive work, clear the puck, easy play. He's made it so that last year's favorite, teacher's pet, is that the
yeah,
right
the
term?
With the apple.
With the apple. The one bringing the apple last year was David Kampf, right? And now he's been relegated to the fourth line, which seems like almost disrespectful. You say that's disrespectful. David Kampf is now playing with kind of like the misfits down there on the fourth line and just expected to do a job. And now the guy, now what you did so well, which is just play that defensive brand, someone else is doing it better than you and playing above you. It is a little bit weird because they're getting what they want, or they're getting what they're getting from Holmberg. They used to get in Kampf and they just never gave Kampf a chance to play on the third line. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, you've
but
been
they
holding
found
on to that one for a while.
Well, I've let it go because they found a new Kampf. They got two Kampfs. And Kampf was such a success story. Now they got Holmberg. It's like the bottom six is just really good defensively. And that's part of the reason that they've been so good defensively that they've survived without their blue liners because they're just playing a really solid, responsible defensive brand led by the perfect Pontus Holmberg.
All right, Maple Leafs back at home. It's been a little while since they were at the bank, Scotia Bank, since last Monday. They haven't been here. They're playing the San Jose Sharks. I was looking at the schedule. It's weird. They play them at home on Wednesday. Then they're on the road again until next Thursday. It's like you come back for one game, and then you're like, ah, we're back out. So a little Wednesday night delight to see your Maple Leafs if you're in the city.
Eric Carlson in action.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he'll just stay. He'll keep his bags there. He'll just put them on the Leafs roster.
I'm definitely open. I'm open to that.
Yeah. All right,
let's
so at the Scotiabank Arena last night, your Raptors at home versus Oof, the Cleveland Cavaliers. So what a beautiful sight to see not only Pascal Siakam, but Scotty Barnes, OG, the starting five.
A healthy-ish Fred.
A healthy-ish team. A beautiful reunion of our guys. Let's start with the Pascal Siakam Oscar-worthy trailer that he dropped on social media before he made his return. And if you haven't seen this yet, stop what you're doing and watch this video. It is, honestly, if they gave out Oscars for trailers...
Like, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That was like a full ACL.
Honestly, if you didn't know anything about this player and you watched that, you would have thought that he had career-ending surgery, found a way to rehab, battle back.
A medical miracle.
Against all odds. And made it back into the lineup. Like, the social media team was putting in work for Pascal. I mean, it got you fired up. Like,
his own personal social media
team.
Yeah,
no, not even Raptors. Like, this is his own personal brand. Like, run through a brick wall. I mean, it's very exciting to see him back in the lineup. I was just like, what's this video? Anyway, go watch it.
Content creators need to find athletes to work. Like, if this is the new thing, that's the way to go. Work for Pascal.
Get Pontus Holmberg and some social media teams.
Yes.
Anyway, he's back, returns.
Let's break down the basics of Beer League.
He's back, returns with, looks like he missed no time. Pascal Siakam, double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. Immediately, this team starts to come back into formation. A confidence level like none other, already evident in just the fact that they're all back together, feeding off each other. And Nick Nurse kind of surprised a bit. He didn't start everybody, took people off the bench. And yesterday was a perfect example that minute restrictions can work because everybody got an opportunity to play the amount of time that they needed to without overextending. And it was a beautiful, dominant victory.
And minute restrictions work kind of because what's happening with the Leafs right now has already happened with the Raptors, where you were forced to play players that, you know, out of position a little bit, more responsibility. And guess what? Through the dark clouds that were the Pascal Siakam absence, or at least that video made it seem like it was it was pretty rough. The Thad Young Juancho partnership,
they're dynamite.
They can start the game and you don't really miss a beat. They can play major roles for you because you found something. They weren't using Thad before Pascal went down.
Well, that's
Juancho was just like
that's the MVP of these last 2 weeks.
An MVP who's 37. I don't know what he is, but he's old. And a guy who's a movie star, that partnership has been like kind of the glue that held them together.
Okay,
now,
Thad is 34. Put some respect on him.
Okay.
Nonetheless, the two of them, yes, they have been. We're going to talk to Alvin Williams later on the show, how maybe unsung became sung, hopefully with these two. But starting five didn't include Barnes and Trent Jr., who came off the bench, which is a lineup tinkering, to say the least. Nurse did talk post-game about the decision to kind of put a little bit of a blender action in on everyone's return home.
It was more of a case of not throwing a whole bunch of guys out there at the same time that are out of rhythm, haven't played, maybe played one game, et cetera, just trying to keep some balance with some guys that have been kind of logging some minutes, et cetera. So that's the way we decided to do it tonight. I think we got caught on that one time a year ago, or maybe 2 years. We got a whole bunch of guys come back at once, and we threw them all out there, and we just got smacked. So we just tried to learn from that a little bit and just try to keep some guys with some rhythm together. And it seemed to be pretty good. It seemed to be good rotations, and it was working out okay.
And postgame, he really made no commitment to what he's going to do moving forward. If, you know, it's just like a trial period here, and I believe it would be, but these two guys coming off the bench really made the reinforced bench made a big difference. It was like, hey, we'll take a all-star off and we'll put another all-star on. And if you're the Cavs trying to play against this, it was really tough to get any momentum because obviously when the bench is out there, you know, you can get a little bit of a advantage. But honestly, the way that this structure, I know they won't keep this, but imagine how tough it is playing against Pascal and then Scotty Barnes comes in and it's just like a continuous cycle of dominant players at you. And they clearly controlled the game for most of the four quarters.
Yeah, especially when you're a disadvantaged team. Like they were out, Jared Allen forced to go into their bench a little bit more. And it was, they were the ones, you know, facing what the Raptors have dealt with for a little bit here. And I think that sort of simplified the approach, at least defensively. But when you can just put OG on a guy like Donovan Mitchell and you can make sure that his resources are fully committed to that, mm-hmm. you can see the product of one of the best defensive players in the game.
They shut down Donovan Mitchell.
Holding Donovan Mitchell to 8 points. I think that's the first time I was listening to Lou after like 120 games that he's been under 10 points.
Before that, he's averaging 30 points, 32, 29, 34, 29. That was his last four games before coming into Scotiabank Arena
He's good for 30 unless
OG's on
him. And Pascal stepping in and not looking like he had been gone is awesome. That hype video, it's like he expects something this year of himself.
Well, he wants to be top five in the league.
That wasn't BS. This is his mission.
And he came back, and how can you not feel confident about watching that team? And a little bit of extra praise to them now, hopefully moving forward, they don't have to deal with what they just dealt with, which was eight straight games with
less than two people. If someone goes down, you're confident you can just keep the line rolling. Because how are the injuries going to be like what they were?
Okay, don't jinx it.
I'm just saying they're not going to be like they were.
Anything can happen. There was a little bug there for a while. A little
adductor problem.
But look what they were able to do. They're now pulled to, I think, 11-9. To be able to ride out that stretch and to get confidence from some of your guys that didn't get an opportunity moving forward, you now feel like you have more of a elevated bench, elevated players that weren't getting the minutes. I don't know how you can't feel a little bit excited about this Raptors team coming back into full-fledged here.
And all the credit in the world to those who contributed over that stretch, grew over that stretch. The coaching staff were getting them in a position to actually have a plus 500 record while Siakam was gone. The table is set for them to now enter what we expected this season, which was operating at a top 5-6, maybe higher level in the Eastern Conference. It was kind of like a little bit depressing watching Raptors games last month.
Well, we said this. How do you evaluate this team right now? Other than saying that Thad was exceeding expectations and the movie star and a couple of the young guys getting opportunity, but it was very difficult to evaluate this team other than saying they're doing a very good job at keeping afloat. And now it's time to say, that's over. What are you going to do for me for the next 2 weeks? How do you start to build momentum? And we'll talk to Alvin about that, who obviously knows like the highs and lows of dealing with injuries and how you have to battle through. But at the same time, you know, you don't have the bodies to actually expect a lot out of your team, but the Raptors did that. And as you said, they're over 500 during the stretch. So excited to see them back. They're also back in action on Wednesday night, tomorrow at the New Orleans Pelicans. So doubleheader tomorrow night for your Toronto sports teams. Tonight, no Toronto sports teams in action. So your wake and rake can be off the rails here. If Justin Cuthbert
and
bets,
you know mine will be.
If Justin Cuthbert bets World Cup one more time, he's off the show.
I am. I'm putting myself out there. I could just take Tavares 2.5, minus 160.
It's a team. Don't.
Well, you're putting me in. You're putting me down.
Well, I'm winning. I'm on a fire streak because I'm not doing random bets.
I got another plus
Uruguay.
Money play.
No.
I got another plus money play at the World Cup.
The text line is banning you from World Cup.
No. Just split the unit. Half with mine, half without it. You do what you got to do.
All right, let's keep
going. Let's back to the well.
You know what? Fine. I have no. Wake and rake at $590. You can really select whatever your heart desires. Latvian basketball, World
You're
Cup
right
action. There's nothing on right now for World Cup, which is tough because Justin has to actually focus and he can't
be
watching the TV.
That was probably our best block because I wasn't watching a game.
So send that in, $590. We're going to do the wake and rake next. We're going to do the A-list next. On The Fan Morning Show, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
We are back on the Fan Morning Show, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Let's do the A-list.
Now, it's time for the A-list.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
What's up, baby?
How do you feel about Mike McDaniel?
I feel objectively, he's doing a good job. Kind of think he's a bit corny, though.
I've used this word before. I think he's like skeevy. Yeah.
Kind of just I think that's more his looks, though.
He gives me a little bit of an ick. No. It gives me a bit of an ick when he goes on the podium and he's got his all. He's like just like a bit dorky, but
okay.
He might be in a Coach of the Year conversation when you hear this.
Yeah.
So Tua has had a
prolific season.
And when asked about how he helped Tua get to this level, Mike McDaniel said that he cut a 700 play tape of Tua doing great things. 700 plays.
Positive reinforcement.
700 plays of a highlight reel.
He had 700 positive plays before this? Before this season?
Maybe in his life.
He has 700 this season.
Maybe in his life.
Yeah, like all Alabama stuff.
And he showed it to Tua, and look at Tua now. So what I think we need is when we're in a slump, is our producer and our board up to go back and
so after get every Monday show
700 takes that are great, roll them into a little podcast highlight reel, and Justin and I will listen to it and we'll get regain confidence.
I love that. We could definitely do that. I think.
Anyway,
it's not that big of a lift.
Tua is looking like a new Tua. So all you need in your life is 700 clips or moments to look back on.
Instances of quality professional work. I love that. I'm all about positive
reinforcement. I can make 700.
This is a vibe show.
I can make 700 clips of you having outrageous comments. Like the horse take.
Yeah, no,
the beam.
But those are bad takes.
Yeah, but
this is the opposite.
What if your ego was getting too big and I needed to knock you down?
Yeah, I mean, you could bring up the horse conversation. You can bring up the beam conversation.
There's a couple other ones.
Yeah.
I kind of forget them now, though. I wish
my Invisalign moment in the opening hour.
No, it's not even bad. I wish I was writing them down, like, to recycle them once in a while.
Best of 2020. I almost said 2020. 2022.
Anyway, good for Mike McDaniel.
We gotta do like
I still think he's... Ugh.
We got to do, like, a best of...
Our best moments of our
Is it the best year. Takes? Is it the best... Well, I don't know what it would be. We should discuss that.
Speaking of the best of, the Sacramento Kings are trademarking...
Not the Kings again.
They're trademarking Beam Team! And I want it on shirts. I want it on... I want a sticker for the back of my computer. So when we zoom in, when we're doing these social clips, all you see is Beam Team.
Beam Team, yeah. And it's like a ray of light and not a metal pole.
That's right. Comes out of my computer.
That'd be cool.
Actually, really cool. Anyway, I just needed to throw that one in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you about Las Vegas. In the last 5 years, listen to what Las Vegas has done. They've become the sports hub, I think, of the United States. And let me prove that to you. Last 5 years, Vegas has added an NHL team, an NFL team,
mm-hmm.
a WNBA team, an NLL team, and an F1 Grand Prix. They have now hosted the 2022 NFL Draft, the 2022 Pro Bowl,
nice,
the 2022 NHL All-Star Game. They're going to host the 2024 Super Bowl. And now they're the favorite to add an MLS team, an NBA team, and an MLB team.
Yeah.
And now announced they're going to host their first Final Four in 2028. Put your stock in Vegas. Like, look at this. City is, I mean, they already have Sin City.
And who led the way? The NHL.
You're right.
Maybe the...
They got in there with their shovels, honestly, and they broke ground.
One of Gary Bettman's greatest success stories is going to be Vegas. Being first to Vegas, leading the charge there. You said the Super Bowl, what, in 2024? Could you imagine the scenes for that weekend? You couldn't get a hotel room, like...
No, you have to book it now, probably.
Probably, yeah. Like, the really grungy areas would be...
I've never been to Vegas, so I can't speak about it, other than, like, movies and my friend living through my friend's social media stories where they're at clubs till, like, 5 in the morning.
Definitely do not go that weekend. I will say that.
Unless someone's comping me.
Yeah, you would have to.
I get a friendly simp.
I will say, if you're a male my age that weekend, you can't do anything. You can't walk without spending money. Like, it's impossible.
Are there, like, street things, like little street, oh, you you know, there's a guy selling jewelry and like knickknacks, or is it like strictly you're going into restaurants and just dropping dough?
If you go to Old Vegas, there'd be a little bit
like little
that,
trinkets
but it's
and
not,
stuff.
It's not, it doesn't have like the common tourist traps. Like it has, right. Like you can go in and get a stupidly large drink, like that stuff. Uh-huh. But it's not like
caricatures.
When you're on like on a beach destination, there's little like things where you buy. Yeah. It's not like that.
They're the caricatures.
No, it's not like
those
that either.
Those are so dumb.
It's not like a amusement park-ish. It's
I've got to go.
Vegas.
But
you
I'm
do
not.
Have to
I'm
go.
Not in that. Kate, you know what? In the last month, though, last 2 months, 4 of my friends got engaged.
You'll be there soon.
4 of them.
You'll be sick of it soon.
And soon I'll be making the monthly trip to Vegas for... Actually,
are you a Vegas crew, though?
No. And I look at it, and none of the girls slash guys that I know that got engaged are Vegas people. There's definitely going to be one that's, like, at a nice cottage retreat. One that I already know is, like, a golf trip. I got friends that
that's
are,
good.
Like,
that's
cooler and
so
more
far.
Sporty than, like, tight dresses, neon at... What is it? What are those clubs called? Marquee?
Yeah, passing out at the Encore.
I don't know.
Carried out.
So, I mean, I'm sure there'll be an adventure in my future to Las Vegas, but now there's so much to see. I would love for it to time up to go to like one of these sporting events, like an NHL game or something, not the Super Bowl. I'd love to see the Vegas the Golden Knights in action. Did you see the glow in the dark jerseys?
Beyond the Vegas experience, like in arena, is beyond. It's so, so good.
Did you see their glow-in-the-dark jerseys the other day?
I hated them.
I was like, what are... Really?
People were...
I saw
a lot of support, too.
Really?
And I was
they're
like,
so
what is,
dumb.
What are these? They're not good.
You know what it reminded me of? When you go play laser tag?
Yeah.
And there's like those tiny little things on the wall that glow?
The only thing that I thought was cool is that the straps on the goalie's helmet...
It kind of looked like walrus tusks.
Yeah, that's what I liked. That was the only thing I liked.
Oh,
that was
kind of
cool. And then the light came on and like, I hate those.
It was... So dumb, but it reminded me of Laser Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still exist, Laser Quest?
I was terrible at Laser Quest. Were you good at Laser Quest?
I honestly think my least athletic moments in my life were playing
Same.
Laser Quest.
And I've not had like overly athletic moments,
I got destroyed
every time I played there.
I got a nosebleed there once because I ripped around the corner and someone's gun hit me right in the face. And it used to be where my boys' hockey teams wanted to go for like the little, you know, outing. Always before Christmas, and my little York Simcoe Express team would go to Laser Quest, and I hated it. And they always picked on me because I was the girl. But I remember ripping around the corner. It's so dark, and a gun hit me right in the nose, and I started bleeding, and I couldn't get out. Like I'm trapped in the walls,
just lost in the smoke.
And I'm like,
it's like the weekend at the Super Bowl where he's trying to get out.
I need to get out. I'm like walking, like help me, and I'm going, bzzroom, bzzroom, bzzroom. My points are going down.
Everyone's just scoring points.
And I'm like, I'm trying to exit. Let me out. So yeah, it's my.
I like that.
Honestly, I think
they didn't have to turn on the lights for you, like
no,
ruin the game.
But I found my way out, and I had like -1,000 points. I was like bloody all over the vest. It was bad.
That is bad.
I remember it vividly. Actually, I'm getting like a little bit of trauma right now. That was the A-list for you. there's Certainty.
Oh.
The Soccer Report.
Let's get to the Soccer Report, brought to you by Certainty. Sorry, I was still reeling there from...
Honestly.
I didn't have as bad of experience, but mine were pretty bad, too. Certainty is the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. Certainty Pro all the way. We are through match day 2 at the World Cup, meaning... We don't have 4 games all spread out nicely.
Where it's kind of a bummer.
All out viewing. We got games at 10 and 2, I believe, today with Ecuador and Senegal and Netherlands and Qatar deciding the group.
This is a big one.
Netherlands pretty much through. They just have to beat the home side to clinch the first seed. But Ecuador and Senegal have it all to play for at 10 a.m. to try and get into the knockout round. And then at 2 p.m., the big game is Iran and USA.
Mm-hmm. Must win.
The USA has to beat Iran to get through into the next round. And Wales does have a shot, technically, but they have to beat England decisively.
Here we go again.
Decisively.
With Wales and England. They're playing each other. They're the same country. I don't get it.
This is all set up so that England can just have a little bit of a layup against their,
do
you know,
they absorb
counterparts.
The loser? Yeah. Is this for, like, Kingdom, whoever wins between Wales and England, are that now that country, like you're absorbed in, like.
you need to do some United Kingdom research. No, you got to do it.
I refuse to actually put any effort into understanding that.
Okay,
I will die on this hill that I don't get Wales and England and all that stuff, the UK, but they're playing each other apparently. I don't know. They're probably all related.
You will forget about Wales once they lose to England today and are wiped off the face of the World Cup. This soccer report was brought to you by CertainTeed, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed, pro all the way. And just as a little teaser, because I know no one wants me to make a soccer pick today. It's coming from that 2 p.m. slate.
Well, is it my Wales and England matchup?
It may be. You'll find out at 8:30.
Let's talk to Kipper after the break. Do the Leafs run on Mitch Marner's confidence? See what he thinks of your take. I like it. Kipper usually finds a way to
Put that in the top 700.
That's right. It's definitely up there. That's next on the Fan Morning Show. Justin and Ailish, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.